This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Sunday Russia is suffering heavy losses in continuing fierce attacks in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region, and Zelensky's warning Russia is preparing new assaults on his nation's energy infrastructure. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has more.
Zelensky's warning comes as the nine-month war may be entering a period of stalemate as winter weather sets in. Ukrainian forces in the southern front have been tightening their grip on the Russian-held city of Kherson, but have so far not been able to advance into that city. Following a series of military setbacks, Russian forces have increasingly targeted Ukrainian civilian infrastructure, bombarding power plants that provide electricity and heat ahead of winter. Over the weekend, the Washington Post reported that the United States is privately encouraging Kyiv to signal an openness to negotiate with Moscow. Citing unnamed sources, the newspaper said the message from American officials was not aimed at pushing Ukraine toward the negotiating table with the Russian aggressor, but a calculated move, appearing open to peace talks to maintain the support of other nations. The Post reported U.S. and Ukrainian officials acknowledged that Zelensky's ban on talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin had generated concern in parts of Europe, Africa, and Latin America, where the war's effect on the cost of food and fuel are felt most sharply. The White House National Security Council had no immediate comment on the accuracy of the report.
That's Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Britain's defense ministry reports Monday Russia's loss of experienced air crew members over the course of its invasion of Ukraine is contributing to Russia's lack of air superiority and is likely exacerbated by poor training and heightened risks of conducting close air support in dense air defense zones. In a report posted to its Twitter account, Britain's defense ministry said Russia's air capacity is unlikely to improve in the next few months. They said Russia's aircraft losses significantly outstrip their ability to replace them. This is VOA News. U.S. voting machine manufacturers are likely to be targeted by a new wave of disinformation intended to discredit election results as U.S. citizens head to the polls Tuesday. U.S. officials, including those at the lead agency for election security, the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, have been pushing back against a steady drumbeat of allegations, noting that many of them echo similar debunked allegations from the 2020 presidential election. It's a message that has been echoed by the White House. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters last week they believe U.S. citizens can and should go to the polls feeling comfortable that everything is being done to make sure this is a free, fair, and secure election. But new research from the cybersecurity firm Recorded Future finds there are indications disinformation efforts surrounding voting machines and voting systems are likely to surge on Election Day and the days that follow. World leaders begin their first full day of climate talks Monday in Egypt, where they're under pressure to deepen cuts in emissions and financially support developing countries already devastated by the effects of rising temperatures. The UN's COP27 climate summit began Sunday in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh and comes as nations worldwide are facing increasingly intense natural disasters that have taken thousands of lives this year alone and cost billions of dollars. Opening the meetings for Monday's session, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a dire warning.
And the clock is ticking. We are in the fight of our lives, and we are losing. Greenhouse gas emissions keep growing. Global temperatures keep rising. And our planet is fast approaching tipping points that will make climate chaos irreversible. We are on a highway to climate hell with our foot still on the accelerator.
Climate conference organizers say the world must slash greenhouse gas emissions 45% by 2030 to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees Celsius. U.S. tech company Apple is warning customers they'll have to wait longer to get its latest iPhone models after antivirus restrictions were imposed in central China. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The company has given few precise details, but says the factory operated by iPhone manufacturer Foxconn in the central city of Jiangsu is operating at significantly reduced capacity. The tech firm expects low shipments of iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max models than previously anticipated, and customers will, it says, experience longer wait times. Foxconn Technology Group said it had imposed antivirus measures on the factory following virus outbreaks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.